This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added nearly 69,000 jobs in May as the state began to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The state labor department says 12,000 government jobs in the state were lost from April to May, but private employers added 80,000 jobs. Unemployment fell to a little over 10%, down 2 percentage points from April. Denver's district attorney says she will not charge a police officer who fatally shot a black man last month. 21-year-old William DeBose was killed after being shot in a parking lot following a traffic stop. Officials say DeBose was armed at the time, but his family disputes the events that led to his death. University of Colorado Regents approved a new budget for the coming school year. CPR's Grace Hood explained some CU campuses will be harder hit than others.
The Colorado Springs campus will see a nearly 10% drop in its budget. CU Denver is close behind with an estimated 9% budget decline. CU Boulder will see the most modest decline in dollars at just 2%. All state-funded higher education institutions were hamstrung in May when the Colorado legislature approved a 54% drop in state funds. Much of that was backfilled with federal coronavirus relief dollars, but lack of robust enrollment combined with flat tuition prompted the CU system to adopt other cost-cutting measures, like furloughs and keeping open job positions unfilled. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Cool weather along the Front Range today will be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.